like so close. Like even in the times when we feel incredibly alone and lonely and all alone, I could just feel like his heart's desire for us to know. And I'm not talking about just a feeling. I'm talking about a knowing that overrides every emotion and every feeling that is just God's word is true. And he never leaves us nor forsakes us. And so I'm just going to go with this. On the way home from Iowa last week, I kind of thought I was going to, God was speaking to me out of Joshua. But then this morning I felt like he was speaking some more to me, and I don't feel like I'm ready to hear it. So until I'm ready to hear it, I can't speak it forth, because I don't do that. So I'm in Psalms chapter 68. So to go along with what I felt like God was saying about being so close and that we're never alone, it was interesting. I was having this thought probably a month or so after Steve passed away, and how much I really felt just all the things that you feel in grief, right? And then I felt like God was speaking to me and how, right, God knew that we would encounter grief. God knew that we would encounter loss. He knew that we would go through difficult times and that we would lose people that we loved. But then I started thinking of all the different scriptures, and I wrote them down, but where God had it taken care of. Like if you read in James chapter 1, His desire is for us to never be alone or to feel lonely. Like, so James 1, verse 27. And so he instructs the body. He instructs the body of believers and says this. I'm going to start in 26. Anyone who sets himself up as religious by talking a good game is self-deceived. This kind of religion is hot air and only hot air. Real religion, the kind that passes muster before God the Father, is this. Reach out to the homeless and loveless in their plight and guard against corruption. And I wanted to read that in the NIV because it reads better in the NIV. The religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this. To look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. So, right, God knew that we would, right? I mean, he encountered loss. He sent his son, like, he gets it. And even on the cross, Jesus said, you know, take care of, you know, I believe it was to John when he said, take care of your mother and your brother. And, like, so even Jesus on the cross in his dying moments knew the grief that they would encounter and that they would feel and that they would need each other and that they would need that because, right? And it just did something, like, I can't say it eased anything, but at the same time, it was like, okay, God, you do care about the little things. Like, you do care. Like, you set things up, and if people are surrendered to your will and to your way and surrendered to your voice, then we'll be doing what you instruct us to do. And we'll be taking care of the orphans, and we'll be taking care of the widows, and we'll be doing those things so that even though they're an incredible loss and grief, they'll at least be taken care of. And then I went to Isaiah 54. I think I could probably find it faster in the normal Bible than in this thing. Isaiah 54:5. For your maker is your husband, and the Lord Almighty is his name. And you know, and I've never lost a husband, but and I get that that's just, those are just, you know, their words. And But it's also a promise. It's also a promise. And I love that God loves us so much that even in loss, he prepared a way. He prepared us to have a way to go through those things and to realize. And then he says in Psalm 68, and this, I'm going to read this in the Message, 68, starting at verse 5. Well, I'll kind of come up here, maybe a little bit more. Up with God, down with his enemies. Adversaries run for the hills, gone like a puff of smoke, like a blob of wax in the fire. One look at God and the wicked vanish. When the righteous see God in action, they'll laugh, they'll sing. They'll laugh and sing for joy. Sing hymns to God, all of heaven, sing out. Clear the way for the coming of Cloud Rider. Enjoy God. Cheer when you see him. He's the father of orphans and champion of widows. Cling to that. Champion of widows. It means even in loss, you're still victorious. God, I thank you that though the pain is great and it's difficult, that you are the champion of widows. And God, I ask that over every heart of every person that has lost someone, God, that you would just somehow reveal that truth in such a deep way. Because a champion is someone that we look to, some that we cling to, someone that we hold on to, because we know that if we're close to them and we hold on to them and we allow them, that they'll take us to the places of victory, because they're a champion is just, it's all encompassing, it's all inviting, it's just someone that you want to be with, it's someone that you want to be in their presence. And so God, I just ask that you would just make that so incredibly real. In your name. So is God in his holy house. God makes home for the homeless, and he leads prisoners to freedom. God, when you took the lead with your people, when you marched out into the wild, earth shook, sky broke out in a sweat. God was on the march. Even Sinai trembled at the sight of God on the move, at the sight of Israel's God. You pour out rain in buckets. Thought that was interesting. Oh God, thorn and cactus become an oasis for your people to camp in and enjoy. When he is our champion, when he is, and not just, I mean, he is, then even the desert becomes an oasis. So that means if you're his people, you're his children, then when there's a desert, we should be looking for the desert to go in and to make it into an oasis. Because that's what we have inside of us. That's the God that we serve. He says he goes and he pours out rain in buckets. Can you imagine how big God is, how big his buckets are? Like, holy cow. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, it would probably drown us if he wasn't so good. Seriously, it would probably, like, just do us in if he wasn't so good. And it's for his people to camp in and enjoy. You set them up in business. They went from rags to riches. The Lord gave the word, and thousands called out the good news. Kings of the armies are on the run, on the run. And the housewives, safe and sound back home, divided up the plunder. I mean, I just... He's just so good. And I love how he had everything thought of. He had everything thought out, and he's just thorough, you know, and so he knows the things that we don't even know we need. He knows them, and he has everything set out. He has everything that we need will be met in him. And so that's just really what I felt this morning, like, we're not alone. Things may have changed. Things may continue to change, you know, but ultimately, we're not alone. We're never alone. And so I just wanted to encourage you with that. And I'm going to, this is really neat. I love how God just leads you, gives you a thought, and then leads you to scripture. And then it's like talking about totally what happened in worship this morning. So I guess I didn't miss it. So that's always a good thing. So if you have time throughout this week, just look at Psalm 68 in the message and just, you know, read that over yourself. And God, you pour out rain in buckets over my life, over my ground, over my house, over my city. You pour that out. It's not something that you used to do. You didn't stop doing it. You're continuing to do it. He's still doing it today. He's still pouring out. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So just because this is the Old Testament doesn't mean he's not pouring out buckets and making cactus and deserts oases for us to camp in and enjoy. Because without him, without that, a desert is not some place I want to be. But when he turns it into an oasis, then you can camp there and enjoy it. So God, I thank you for this morning, and I just pray that your people will just be encouraged. God, I just thank you for your heart, and I thank you that we do serve a champion. I thank you that you have conquered all. I thank you that you are victorious. You've already won everything that could be won. You've already done it. And so, God, as we awaken to that truth and as we begin to walk in that truth, God, and I thank you for the journey. I thank you for the process. I thank you for that, God. And God, also, I pray that you would just bless the food today, that you would bless the hands who prepared it, and that you would just give us favor around the table and in fellowship, and just bless everyone, God. We just love you, and we thank you in your name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you. I think the